Storm will send it up ahead. And then they'll turn it over, and in goes Landon Gross. Moving right in, steps at blocker side. He scores on the partial breakaway on Eric Wersing. And it is now 2-0 for the Olds Grizzlies as the player of the week cashes in on the second egregious Grand Prairie turnover in this first period. Grizzlies making them pay here on home ice. It goes to Como with 7 seconds left. Storm to center as they get to the red line. Turn it over to Power. 3 seconds left. He steps it into the empty net. Jared Power scores as the time expires here in the third period. It was in with under a second left. The Grizzlies are going to win this one. 5-3, your final score. 2 straight Saturday night W's for the black and gold.
Joined by Grizzlies head coach Dana Lattery. A nice little stretch of games here for you in the last four now with 2 wins, 1 loss, and 1 overtime defeat. So starting to pick up some points here and, again, getting closer and closer to having a healthy roster as well. So just what have you liked about these last few games?
Yeah, it's always nice to win, to get rewarded. I think so many games in the last month we've been the better team and we just haven't got rewarded. In the last week we found ways to win. Probably the best part about this stretch is we have 2 goalies that are on fire right now, and that's exciting and a dangerous thing for a hockey team coming playoffs.
Yeah, 2 good saves out of Andrew tonight in the first 30 seconds of the game, and then again your team continues to create turnovers, and tonight cashed in 2 in the first period. Just how nice is it to see a first period where you guys have the early lead and can hang on to it through the rest of the game?
Yeah, I think that first shot on net, we all kind of hold our breath, and so many games this year we've let in the first shot. Once that one's out of the way, we can breathe a little easier and then start taking pucks north. He definitely battled through those first couple shots and then allowed us to have a chance to go the other way.
Again, going back to the Canmore game, you guys have been getting so many chances to get 2-on-1s, breakaways. What have you been liking about the way that your team is creating these chances and turnovers, obviously?
Well, I think a big part of it is how we've designed our system is a defensive side of the puck that allows you to find those turnovers, and then you're positioned to go on offense, which allows us to get those odd man rushes or breakaways. I wish some more of those would go in the back of the net, but they're starting to, and definitely a good feeling.
You have a 20-year-old forward in Landon Gross, who now has 20 goals, has scored in 4 of the last 5 games, and was the AJHL Player of the Week last week. What have you liked about him, and what has he provided your team with?
Yeah, Landon came out the start of the year with great start. Unfortunate injury kind of took him about a month there. He jumped back in the lineup, and our team had kind of evolved, and he kind of found himself, at a weird space. We chatted about it, and he had some work to do, and it took him about a month to get back to where the team was, and now he's way better than he was at the start, and he's strong defensively, he's playing the game the right way. Obviously that's a test to his offense, he's playing the game the right way.
To get a 4-game homestand here seems like a long time since you've had a stretch of home games in a row and started with a win. Just, how inspiring is that moving forward for your team?
Yeah, it's, we're just trying to take these 5-game segments here and just, get ready for playoffs. And this is game 2 of our segment. So whether it's on the at home or on the road, we just got to play the game the same way. But it's definitely nice not to have to take the bus to the rink.
Yeah, Tuesday, your next opponent has gone through a change in the organization there. What are you expecting when Drumheller comes to town on Tuesday?
Yeah, I'm expecting it's a great hockey team. They've played well like us all year, and they've been in close games, and I think they've been in 9 or 10 overtime games, splitting those. I think they're going to have renewed energy, and they're going to come out and play the same way they always have, and that's hard, and that's 60 minutes, and be a competitive, good hockey game.
And last one for you, just tonight here or in the last stretch of games here, who is someone that maybe has been an unsung hero that's done a lot of things to help you be successful?
Well, our goalies have been awesome. We keep bouncing back, and they both have been playing very well. I think Matt Holzer has been a extreme pillar on the back end for us, and he doesn't bring a ton of offense, but he's just been so steady every single night. And you know, for a 17-year-old kid that's relied on that much, you know, that's big. That's leadership, and you know, really excited about Matt's season here so far.